When commentator Andrei Kadrescu attends the theater, he says he usually obeys a personal rule, one he recently violated.
My son took me to see Captain Cartagus Candu and his trash canned treasures, an evening of puppets, pirates, and pandemonium, and made me sit up front. I never sit up front, and in this case it looked triply dangerous because the whole set was made of trash, including a 10-foot wall that looked ready to come down just where I sat. Sure enough, two dancers, clad in sad Pierrot-like super trash, came pirouetting out of the garbage wall, brushing past, rustling with squashed cans, torn bus tickets, and crumpled cigarette packs, quite elegant in some urban detritus kind of way. It wouldn't be long now before things turned participatory. Ah, well, I remember a time when there wasn't any safe place in the theater. I've had one of my first frissons de hip at a living theater show at the Fillmore East in New York in the 1960s when the actors asked the audience to burn their money and passports and get naked. Having just gotten some kind of tenuous resident visa to the U.S., I was reluctant to burn any form of ID, and I only had about $5 to last the week. I was very happy, though, to see other people burn theirs, and I enjoyed watching everybody take their clothes off. But I sat way in the back just in case they were also going to listen to this crazy guy who kept shouting, "Burn down the theater!" Later, it was the 70s in San Francisco, and life was a carnival. You were either on the bus or off the bus, and you couldn't be on the street without being asked to participate in some kind of drama involving bums, drag queens, police, street musicians, clowns, religious visionaries, serial killers, and messengers from outer space. There was no back seat if you went out. I also found room up front at the Sex Pistols' last concert in San Francisco and figured out pretty quickly why there was room up front. I still have the spit and beer stiffened t-shirt I wore that night. Now the trash pierrots opened the big cardboard box and a burst of feathers rained on me, and then Captain Cartagus asked everyone to be in his kazoo orchestra and outfitted the whole audience with kazoos, and everybody made fun noises and danced. That was nice, and then I read in the program that all the garbage used to make the fab costumes and the trash wall had been sanitized and insanitized, and that made me feel a little better about sitting up front in the 21st century.
Poet Andrei Kadrescu edits the online magazine Exquisite Corpse.